Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes at myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. When you sponsor this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing toward needed supplies and equipment. Visit the new and still evolving dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation, pet turtle rescues, educational programs, advocacy, and the locally infamous turtle bus. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I hope you are a member of the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook. And if not, I invite you to join. You'll find a link in the show notes. I've been offering turtle journeys, guided drum meditations that are happening each new and full moon. And they're short. We stay on about 30 minutes and we connect by conference call, which means it's audio only. You don't have to worry about what your hair looks like or what you're wearing. You could be in your pajamas, but you can join and journey and connect in with the group. You are very welcome. There's no charge. There's no registration. Join the group and you'll find in the events section all of the details for calling into that. In the group, I check in each morning with the energy of the day, both from the Maya calendar, which I've been studying through my shamanic Reiki programs, and I pull a card out of the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck created by Kim Kranz. And I use that card not only to feel into the energy of the day, but to be the inspiration for the podcast episode on the day that I record. And this morning, I pulled the owl card. Now, owls are interesting birds. They are mostly nocturnal, so we don't usually see them in daylight, although they are out and hunting at times. Because of that, they are associated with the darkness, with shadow. They are solitary and very specialized hunters. So they are part of the raptor family, and they are known for being silent, stealthy hunters. They have incredible hearing, total night vision, and because they can turn their heads 270 degrees, they can see just about everywhere around them. This makes them unique among birds and also can be a little off-putting for people. Because of this, they have come to be associated with receiving omens, particularly around death. If they gaze at you, it's like they can see right into you, and they're believed to be clairvoyant, highly intuitive, and smart. Their silent wings means that they can hunt smart, sneaking up on their prey. So we have knowledge and wisdom from Owl. Owl is associated in yoga tradition and Hinduism with the goddess Lakshmi. Lakshmi is the deity of wealth and prosperity and wisdom. And she is said to ride on a white barn owl. Lakshmi is associated with Manipura, the third chakra, the solar plexus chakra. And that energy center is about our ability to manifest. And in this case, to bring about Lakshmi's wealth and prosperity. And as budding leaders and activists, this is the chakra of action and expressing our will. We need to be strong in this chakra in order to be able to take our work into the world and to manifest, co-create the world we desire. Whether you're working on one small piece or broader issues, where you take the lead is where you tap into this energy of Manipura. So I invite you today to join me for a yoga practice that will strengthen and uplift the energy of Manipura. And when we do our physical asana practice, we affect not only the physical body, but the emotional body, the mental body, and the energetic body. So we can strengthen the energy of the chakra by physically strengthening that part of your body. So if you'd like to join me for this practice, unroll your mat, and we're going to begin and end this practice on our backs. So come down onto your back. Bend your knees and place your feet down on the floor. If necessary, let your knees rest against each other so that there's no strain. Your back relaxes a little bit more. Tuck your chin a bit towards your throat to allow the back of your neck to lengthen so that your head's resting low down. And rest your hands on the floor right next to or a little bit away from your sides, so that your shoulders relax back. Feel your spine sinking down into your mat. Now bring your attention to your breath. Breathe in and out through your nose. And with each inhale, gradually deepen your breath until your breath is creating some movement in the upper abdomen, right by your navel. Now imagine that the sun was right above you and that golden light was shining down on you, so that you're surrounded by that light. And as you take your next breath in, imagine that you could breathe that golden light into your body, down into your solar plexus area, right there by your navel. And as you exhale, that golden light spreads and radiates. So you can inhale, bring the light in, feel it flow through your nose, through your throat, down into your solar plexus. And as you exhale, it softens and just spreads, like it's lighting up all of your cells. Each breath bringing in a little bit more of that golden light, empowering that chakra with that light of the sun. And each exhale, letting that energy and light just radiate out through your body. You feel how that energetic center is expanding each time you bring more light into it. Now take the first two fingers of both hands and feel around in the front of your hips for the protruding frontal hip bones. And when you find them, move your fingers about an inch towards your navel, so you're coming up and in a little bit. Finding your transverse abdominis muscle. This corset-like sheath of muscle is the lowest layer of muscle, the most interior layer of muscle in your abdomen. And it's the muscle that we engage when we pull the navel down toward the spine. So do that now. As you take your next exhale, pull your navel down towards your spine, and with your fingers resting there, feel how that all collapses inward as the navel pushes your low back into the floor. As you inhale, let it relax so that it can expand again. And then as you exhale again, pull your navel down and feel with your fingers resting on that muscle how it contracts and moves in and down like a tightening corset. A couple more rounds of that, just feeling into that. And you might actually start to feel that muscle start to burn or fatigue a little bit just from contracting it. You may also feel this in your low back on either side of your spine, because this muscle actually goes around and attaches to the spine. So where you're feeling it is where the muscle meets the tendon before it connects to the bone. So feel how you're building some heat there. Right there in your solar plexus. That heat working with that golden light that you brought in, bringing lots of energy into that area. And we're gonna keep building on that as we continue with this very short but powerful yoga practice. Now reach your arms straight up so that they're going up over your shoulders. Turn your palms to face each other. If you have your knees resting against each other, separate them so that they're hip-width apart. And then lift your knees up over your hips, keeping your knees bent so your feet are still pointing down toward the floor. Now, as you take your next exhale, draw that transverse abdominis muscle in again by pulling your navel down towards your spine and continue breathing here, but hold that down so that your low back stays flat against the floor. Now, moving your right arm and leg together, move your knee and arm out away from you a little bit, tap the floor with your right foot. And then as you bring your arm and right leg back, lower your left arm and leg and tap the floor with your left foot. And then lower the right toes, tap the floor as the left leg comes up. And then the left to tap the floor as the right comes up. Keep moving your right arm with your right leg and your left arm with your left leg. Tapping, alternating right and left toes. couple more times side to side. Keep drawing your navel down towards your spine. And then the next time that you tap with your left foot, bring your left arm and left knee back and hold there. Hug your knees in towards your chest, wrap your arms around your knees. You might rock a little bit from side to side to let that go. And then we're gonna repeat that sequence again. So again, reach your arms up, palms facing each other. Align your knees over your hips, keeping the knees bent. And this time, if you want to challenge it a little bit more, instead of letting your lower legs hang down so your toes point at the floor, lift your shins up so that they're about in line with your knees. That means you're going to have to go a little bit lower to tap the floor. Again, if this doesn't work, relax those knees, let the feet point down toward the floor a bit more. So the right arm, the right leg are going to move together, left arm, left leg move together. All right. Moving the right arm as you lower the right leg, tap the floor with your right toes. And then as you come back, lower the left, tap the floor with your left toes. Tap with the right, tap with the left, tap right, tap left. Keep going side to side a few more times. Keep your low back pressing down so you're still engaged through your core, moving the navel down, tightening that transverse abdominis muscle. Continue to breathe as you create this movement. Again, tap right and tap left. Right arm, right leg moving together, left arm, left leg moving together. And then the next time you touch the floor with your left toes, bring your left leg up, but don't move the right. Wrap your arms around your knees again, rock a little bit from side to side. Relax your abdomen. Kneel into that. Now keep your knees bent and set your feet down on the floor so that your heels align with your sitting bones. Bring your arms down by your sides, turn your palms down toward the floor. Fingers reaching the same direction that the toes point. Wiggle your heels in as close to your buttocks as you can bring them without having to lift your heels up. And press your big toes down so you're bringing energy to the inside of your feet and rolling your inner thighs toward the floor a bit. Check in again with the back of your neck. Tuck your chin slightly. Now pressing those big toes down as you take your next breath in, lift your hips off the floor. Angle your tailbone towards your knees and reach your knees over your toes as your heart moves towards your throat. As you exhale, roll your spine back down. Let your hips come back down to the floor. Inhale, lift your hips, coming up into a bridge from your knees, sloping to your shoulders. Exhale, lower your spine, bring the hips back down. Now add the arms into this. As you lift your hips on the inhale, lift your arms up and over your head so you're touching the floor with the back of your hands. And then as you exhale, lift your arms, flow back down to your sides as you lower your hips to the floor. So again, inhale, we're going to lift the hips, float the arms up and then over your head, touch the floor above your head with your hands. Exhale, bring the arms back up and then down to the floor as you roll your spine back down. Keep this going with your breath. Each time you lift up, press into your big toes so that your inner thighs roll in. You're actually hugging the outer part of your hips in, staying engaged through the broader core. As you exhale, let that release a little bit and soften as you release down onto the floor. Inhale again, lift your hips. Lifting up. Exhale, lower down, bring the arms back down to your sides. Now inhale again, come up into your bridge, arms overhead, pause here. Keep breathing. Now press your heels down and away from you a little bit, like you're trying to stretch your mat out from under your back. Feel how that actually grabs the skin on the back of your neck and pulls it down a little bit. So we're making a little more space in the back of the neck. Breathe into that for a moment. Keeping the arms overhead, backs of the hands on the floor. Now release the heels, press into the balls of your feet and lift your heels off the floor. Press your hips up a little bit higher. So now we're in this higher bridge. Hold that for a moment. Without moving anything else, on your next exhale, lower your arms back down to your sides. Hold for an inhale. And then staying up on the balls of your feet, very, very slowly exhale, roll your spine down, keep your heels up until you absolutely have to put them down to relax the hips to the floor. Pause here, breathe into that. Just take a few breaths, sending energy down into the navel, into that solar plexus. Now lift your knees and bring your hands to the backs of your thighs, hugging in just a little bit. Draw your chin towards your chest so that you roll the back of your head and neck up off the floor. And keeping the chin tucked in and avoiding going all the way to the back of the head, begin to create a little momentum with your knees and rock from your shoulders to your hips and back and forth along the length of your spine. Each time you come to your hips, roll off your shoulders and work towards getting closer to sitting. You might even balance on the sitting bones for a moment before you roll back down. Remember to stop at the shoulders instead of landing on your neck or head. Couple more rounds, and then when you come up towards sitting, hold. Pause there. Now, if you need to put your feet on the floor to get your balance, do. Otherwise, see if you can stay balanced here on your sitting bones. Still holding the backs of your thighs, begin to draw the navel in, engaging that transverse abdominis muscle to flatten your back, just like you did when it was on the floor, and lift your heart through your arms. So now we're in this nice straight spine, holding Navasana, boat pose. Lift your shins up until they're about level with your knees. And then if you're comfortable doing so and your back stays strong, reach your hands towards your feet, letting go of your thighs. Hold, breathe. Now, if you've got open hamstrings and you want to try an even deeper core engagement, bring your hands back to the back of your thighs. Use that transverse abdominis muscle to really flatten the back. Hug your heart towards your knees and then play with straightening your legs. They don't have to go all the way straight. Avoid straining in your hamstrings or in your low back, pointing the toes up toward the ceiling. Hold, breathe, And then slowly begin to bend your knees. Release a little bit so you start to come away from your thighs. And then rock your toes to the floor so that you're sitting now with your feet on the floor. Bring your hands to your shins, round, and drop your forehead down towards your knees, releasing for a moment. Breathe into that. Notice how this practice is challenging you. Breathe into that, feel the energy, keep breathing that golden light down into the solar plexus. And now, release your knees, sit up and swing around so that you're on your hands and knees. Aligning yourself in table pose with your knees under your hips and your hands under your shoulders. As you take your next breath in, draw your heart forward through your arms and lift your tailbone so your navel presses down toward the floor and you're hollowing out your low back. And then as you exhale, round your back, lift the middle of the back toward the ceiling, drop your head and tailbone and really bring the navel to the spine. So we're again engaging that transverse abdominis muscle, lifting the dome of the back a little bit higher. Inhale, release through the abdomen, drop your navel toward the floor, scoop your heart forward through your arms. Exhale, round your back, bring the navel into the spine. Feel that. Inhale, draw your heart through. Exhale, round, navel to spine to really dome the back. Do three more rounds. At the end of this exhale, bring your spine back to neutral. Now walk your hands forward until you can bend your elbows and place the elbows down underneath the shoulders. So the forearms are out in front. Turn your palms to face each other. Bring your hands together. Interlace your fingers. There's a pinky finger that's on the bottom hanging out. Tuck that pinky in between your palms so that you can lay the sides of your hands down and that pinky is not going to get smushed. Draw your elbows in towards each other a little bit to keep them aligned right underneath your shoulders. And then curl your toes under, tip your tailbone to the sky, and as you take your next exhale, lift your knees off the floor and invert your body into a V, coming into dolphin. So the body shape is like downward facing dog, but the elbows are going to stay on the floor. Press down into your forearms. Ease your tailbone up and back and drop your head down between your arms. You might find the crown of your head brushing the floor. Close your shoulders. You're going to turn the armpits underneath. Push the floor away with your elbow and draw up and back with your hips. Breathe into that. Now with control, so we're gonna bring the navel toward the spine, engage the core, holding with that transverse abdominis muscle. Lift your head, look towards your thumbs, and start to walk your feet back. Move your shoulders forward over the elbows, and keep going back with your feet until your body flattens into a forearm plank. So you're flat from your shoulders all the way back to your heels. Press your heels back. Hug your thighs towards each other and roll the inner parts of your thighs up. Hugging the sides of the hips in. Keep the navel drawn up toward the spine so your back is flat, just like when it was on the floor. look at your hands and take some breaths here. Feel the work of plank. And if you need to modify, drop your knees. Couple more breaths. Now really press down into your forearms. Navel to the spine to lift the hips and walk your feet back in towards your elbows until you're back into your dolphin shape. Tailbone going to the sky, let your head fall down between your arms again. Close the shoulders, breathe here. Now slowly lower your knees back down. Release your fingers. Turn your palms down. And then one at a time, bring your hands under your shoulders and press back up onto your hands so you're back in that hands and knees position. Walk your knees toward the sides of your mat. Bring your big toes together. Drop your hips to your heels and settle into child's pose for a few breaths. Lowering your forehead to the mat, relax your arms. Let go. Relax your abdomen so that as you inhale, you get that expansion into the space between your knees. Couple more breaths. Now walk your hands in, and as you bring them under your shoulders, press your upper body up so you come off your thighs. Slide your hips over to one side of your feet. Swing your legs around. Lean back onto your hands a little bit. Unfold your legs forward. Give them a shake out. Letting go of any tension that builds up in the hips and the knees in child's pose. And then bend your knees and put your feet on the floor. Bring your hands to the backs of your thighs. Tuck your tailbone and your chin and roll yourself very slowly onto your back again. Let your head be the last thing that comes down. And once you're flat on your back, lift your knees back up over your chest, give them a hug, and rock a little bit from side to side to release any tension that might be building up there. Remember, I said that transverse abdominis muscle attaches by tendon to the spine in the low back, so you might be feeling those muscles right there where the tendon attaches. Breathe into that. And now leave your knees over your chest and open your arms out to the side. So you're making a letter T with your upper body. Relax your shoulders back into the floor. Draw your knees a little bit closer to your chin so your tailbone starts to roll up off the floor. And with your next exhale, bring your knees to your right elbow, tucking them in towards your elbow so that your left hip comes off the floor. Try to keep your left shoulder down. If it comes up a little bit, that's okay. No fight here. Just relax it back toward the floor. Heart still open to the sky, twisting in the mid-back. Hips are beginning to stack. Roll your chin to the left so you're looking away from your knees and out over your arm. And breathe deeply. Still sending the breath down into the abdomen, still feeding Manipura, the third chakra, with that golden light. Each breath in. Take another breath. And with your next inhale, bring your knees up over your chest. Notice if your hips slid over to one side. Square your hips again with your shoulders. Keep the arms open to the sides. Bring your chin, bring your knees up a little bit closer to your chin. So your tailbone starts to lift, and then with your next exhale, bring your knees to your left elbow. Rolling the right hip up off the floor. As the right hip comes up, relax the right shoulder down. Turn your chin to the right if that's appropriate for your neck. And breathe deeply into the abdominal muscles. Sending them golden light, relaxing a bit through that area now. So the work is done. We're beginning to release, beginning to prepare to let go of the practice. Couple more breaths. On your next breath in, roll your knees back up over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees one more time to hug them, rock a little bit, release any tension. And then release your feet to the floor and slide your legs out to flatten down for final relaxation. Turn your palms to the sky. Slide your hands a little bit away from you so your shoulders relax into the floor. Align your head and neck with the rest of your spine. Chin still slightly tucked. Keep some length there. Now take a nice big breath in through your nose. Sigh it out. And close your eyes. Settle your body into the floor. Relax that sheath of muscle in the abdomen. Relax all the abdominal muscles. Relax your spine. Let your bones get heavy. Let go of the breath. Let the breath float into and out of the body. Let go of your thoughts. And I'll leave you here to rest in final relaxation as long as you desire. I honor the divine light that shines in you and all beings and connects us and makes us one.